That's a little better. Welcome to WRKC's Christmas special, and for this holiday season, we decided to focus on the brighter things in life. This is our ode to joy.
On the 12th day of Kingsmas, my college sent to me 12K in debt, 11 renovations, 10 Wi-Fi problems, 9 professors sighing, 8 hours crying, 7 sirens wailing, 6 tests for failing, 5 trash can squirrels, 4 service dogs, 3 hours of sleep, too many emails, and a parking lot with no space for me.
Christmas movies are divisive amongst fans for which one takes the place of their favorite. So many classic Christmas movies, from A Wonderful Life to Elf, films that have enamored children and adults all the same. Reporter Carrie Carba and Nicole Siprich polled King's College students and asked them to pick their favorite Christmas movies.
Christmas is arguably the most wonderful time of the year. Between the lights, decorations, and presents putting smiles on the faces of people you love, my favorite part of Christmas is the movies. Whether you watch all of ABC Family's 25 Days of Christmas, or just pick and choose your favorite films to watch, there's a feel-good flick for every cheerful soul. A group of King's College students were surveyed on Twitter and asked their favorite classic, comedy, and cartoon Christmas films. For favorite Christmas cartoon, the students of King's College, 38% voted How the Grinch Stole Christmas, 33% voted Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, 16% voted Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and in last place is Frosty the Snowman with 13%. For everyone's favorite Christmas comedy, 49% voted Elf, 23% Home Alone, 22% A Christmas Story, and lastly, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation came in with 6%. When it comes to everyone's favorite classic Christmas movie, here at King's College, 63% voted for The Polar Express, 14% It's a Wonderful Life, 12% Miracle on 34th Street, and lastly, 11% voted A Charlie Brown Christmas. Alexis Perez, neuro and bio major at King's College, says her favorite Christmas movie quote comes from the movie Elf. It is arguably one of the most memorable quotes from the movie.
Best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Education major Juliana Muta pulls her favorite quote from the Christmas movie Home Alone.
Who is it?
It's Little Nero, sir. I have your pizza.
Leave it on that doorstep and get the hell out of here.
Okay. Well, what about the money?
What money?
Well, you have to pay for your pizza, sir.
That a fact. How much do I owe you?
That'll be $11.80, sir.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Cheapskate.
Hey, I'm gonna give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead. 1, 2, 10.
Mass communication major Carly Kioski also pulls her favorite quote from the movie Elf.
You sit on a throne of lies.
WRKC music director Sam Zavada says his favorite quote is a classic one from It's a Wonderful Life.
Look, Daddy, teacher says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
Mass communication major Nicole Siprich pulls her favorite quote from the cartoon Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Timmy doesn't like to make toys.
Toys? Shame on him!
Do you mind telling me what you do want to do?
Well, sir, someday I'd like to be a dentist.
A dentist?
Well, we need one up here. I've been studying. It's fascinating. You've no idea. Molars and bicuspids and incisors.
Now, listen, you. You're an elf. And elves make toys. Now get to work!
Pat Corcoran pulls his favorite quote from A Christmas Story.
That is the ugliest lamp I have ever seen in my entire life!
Now it was out. Get the glue.
We're out of glue.
Drag! You use up all the glue on purpose!
From all of us at King's College and WRKC 88.5, Merry Christmas and Happy 2018. This is Carrie signing off.
Have you or a loved elf been the victim of a Santa-inflicted hate crime? If so, call the law offices of Tinsel and Peppermint today. Just listen to the stories of these once cheery elves.
All Santa cares about is himself. Last week, he ate all the cookies in the break room I labeled with my name. Those are my cookies.
Hey, yo, that North Pole, man, it's a glorified sweatshop. In all my years as an elf, Santa, he's treated me as the worst. I thought being worked to the bone with the Keebler Elves was bad. I make cookies sunrise to sunset if I never had to see another toy again. I'd even take a gig as that elf on the shelf. Anything's better than this.
I hear he cheats on Mrs. Claus. He's out sneaking around more than one night a year, you know.
Even the reindeer aren't safe. If he knows who's been naughty and nice, he knows Rudolph was being bullied by the other reindeer.
So if you're sick of singing Christmas carols, grueling over a hot toy, and having your cookies eaten, call the law offices of Tinsel and Peppermint today at 1-800-BAD-SANTA. That's 1-800-BAD-SANTA.
And for the weather, we have a recorded negative 40 degrees on the North Pole. And if you were thinking of going south for winter, you better think twice or dress warm, for the South Pole is projected to hit negative 76, making Wilkes-Barre's low of 15 pale in comparison. No snow reported on the forecast. However, always count on a Christmas miracle to pull through during the holidays.
Greetings and happy holidays to all from Chris Wallenberg and everyone else at the WRKC radio station. With that special Christmas Eve night approaching quickly, you may be wondering what you can do to prepare your home for the arrival of the big man in red. I will be covering all of the necessary precautions and steps to take to ensure that when he visits your house, he will leave a little bit of his magical Christmas spirit behind to bless your home. We'll be also hearing from exclusive inside expert Trixie Snowflake on what Santa specifically looks for when he comes to a new home. But first, we start with the most important thing to remember before Mr. Kringle makes his rounds to your neighborhood. Putting the milk and cookies out is an essential part of the Christmas experience for Santa. He has an extremely long night ahead of him, and many more houses to visit after yours, so he will need the fuel that you provide him with to keep going. Isn't that right, Trixie?
Oh yes, absolutely. Santa usually makes around 640 million different stops on Christmas Eve night, and he will be lifting a lot of heavy presents and commanding the reindeer to successfully deliver each present, ensuring that no child wakes up sad on Christmas morning. Santa has to visit about 800 homes per second, so you could see why he needs the energy from the snacks families provide him with.
Thank you, Trixie, for that inside information about the hectic night that Santa makes possible. Mr. Claus also enjoys a bit of variety occasionally, so throwing some candy canes or peppermint bark on his plate will just make his night. His reindeer also need the energy to continue pulling the sleigh all night, so it wouldn't hurt to put some carrots out for them as well. Another thing that you could do to help out Santa's busy night is to make sure that the flue in your chimney is open so that Santa doesn't have to call the emergency elf squad to pull him out of the smokestack again. Trixie will tell us more about the chimney shoot epidemic that the big man has been dealing with since he began this job.
Well, they don't call him the big man for nothing. He is not a nimble guy by any means. It essentially takes a whole crew of elves to open the flue from the inside, as they are small enough to squeeze into the house by other means. If you could please remember to just keep the flue open for one night of the year, the big man won't be late to any other visits this year. One more piece of advice I can give to all the little boys and girls is the 25th approaches to stay on Santa's nice list. By listening to your parents, sharing your toys, and being kind to your friends, family, and neighbors, you will keep a good record of staying off the naughty list, ensuring that you will have the most Christmas joy possible.
You are right about that, Trixie. Santa does check the list not once, but twice every year. Being on Santa's naughty list will certainly make for a less joyous Christmas, and nobody wants that. Well, that wraps up all the important procedures to go through before Christmas Eve night. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Chris Wallenberg.
And I'm Trixie Snowflake. Thank you for listening, and have a very jolly Christmas.
Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus comes tonight.
Reporters Madison Ziemba and Owen Vaughn are taking to the streets from downtown Wilkes-Barre, covering a string of bizarre Christmas crimes.
I'm Madison Ziemba, bringing you all the breaking news. There has been an outburst of crime all among the Christmas community. The infamous Grinch has done it again. This time, he did not go as big as stealing Christmas, but instead he was caught selling pills that make your heart grow two times larger. Who would want that? Police were tipped off when spontaneous Christmas caroling and high-fiving broke out on the streets. Let's go to Owen Vaughn, our street reporter, to find out more about these incidents.
We sat down with Miss Carol Bells, whose son took these pills, to see what she thinks of the situation.
Ever since my son took these pills, he's been a proper young man. I want my Wilkes-Barre hoodlum back.
In other news, there's been reports that Jack Frost is back in time and back to his old antics. Several people have reported that he nipped at their noses without consent. It was recently revealed that Parson Brown was involved in a marriage scandal. It was reported that he was going around town performing impromptu marriages of people without their consent. Owen Vaughn is in the street to find out more.
Mr. Brown, what do you have to say about these allegations?
It wasn't me, I swear. There was this meadow, and there were some kids making this snowman. It was beautiful, almost like a winter wonderland. But the snowman looked like me, and he was the one doing these things, not me.
Snowman coming to life? I don't think so. Frosty the Snowman has also run into some problems with the law this year. The police were performing safety checks. When they hollered stop, Mr. Snowman only paused a moment before escaping. A high-speed chase pursued. Frosty the Snowman is still on the loose. He's described as a jolly happy soul, smoking a corncob pipe, and a nose resembling a button. His eyes are black, almost if made out of coal. He was last seen wearing an old silk hat. If anyone comes across anyone matching this description, please call our tip line. Our big story of the night, however, is the kidnapping of the one and only Santa Claus. Police are reporting that after not receiving everything on her list, Miss L. Toe turned the situation hostile and has taken Santa captive. She is demanding that she get everything on her list, otherwise she will not release him. Now over to our street reporter Owen for a complete list of her demands.
She really needs the deed to a platinum mine, a stocking filled with a duplex and checks, all pre-signed, auto space convertible 2, light blue, a ring, and she doesn't mean on the phone, and lastly, a yacht. And she insists that this is really not a lot to pay for the safe release of our most beloved holiday figures.
That's all the information that we have for you now, folks. Have a Merry Christmas and be safe on those streets.
The value of a high school diploma has gone down and the value of a college degree has gone up. A problem that many Americans face has now spread to the North Pole, where even elves are now required some form of higher learning. We were able to sit in during an interview at Santa's workshop with a prospective employee.
Welcome, Elf in Training Ralphie. Are you ready for your final elf exam before we get ready for the Christmas season?
Okay.
Here are the list of questions that you have to answer in order to pass your elf exam and become an official Christmas elf. Who held mistletoe sacred?
The Norse and Scandinavian people.
Yes, as also well as the Celtic Druids and the Native Americans. Which bishop of Rome originally proclaimed December 25th, Jesus' birthday?
Was it a fourth century pope?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Pope John the First?
Close. Pope Julius the First. The first decorated Christmas tree stood in what city?
London?
Riga, Latvia. Yule is the midwinter festival in Germany. What do we know is... as it is in English?
We know it as the winter solstice.
Very good. What country created fruitcake?
Egypt.
Very good, very good. What was the first artificial tree made of?
Made of plastic?
Nope. Dyed goose feathers.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Where is America's Christmas tree?
Washington, D.C.
Nope. It is in Kings Canyon National Park in California, which is also the third largest tree in the world. What fruit is the round glass ornaments that we hang on Christmas trees based on?
Oranges?
Close. Apples.
It was one of those two.
Mm-hmm. In Greek culture, what are you promising the person that you kiss?
Peace and joy.
You're promising to marry them. Which also brings peace and joy. And finally, a pop culture question. Who sang The White Christmas in Tim Allen's The Santa Claus?
Bing Crosby?
Very close. The Drifters.
Oh.
Adding up your score and looking at your written exam as well. Congratulations, Ralphie. You will be a Christmas elf this year and for years to come.
Yay!
It is the spirit of Christmas, everyone. I hope you enjoyed your trivia this week as we send it back to WRKC's Christmas special.
No longer are Christmas carols a quaint holiday tradition. The grossly monetized soft rock and pop Christmas songs of the 80s and beyond clutter the FM airwaves, and not just the weeks leading up to Christmas, but even Thanksgiving is no longer safe from Dominic the Donkey. Whether you like the holiday season or not, everyone can acknowledge that some Christmas songs are just worse than others. WRKC sports director Dan Stokes has one particular song that comes to mind.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Okay, so the 1984 classic, Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid, it's not a classic. It's terrible. I can't stand it. It's a mashup of all the artists from the 1980s and the 70s singing one Christmas song. I don't like it. Anytime I hear it, this thing gets turned off. It gets a skip on Spotify. I turn off the Christmas music for a little bit. I'll go back to something else. I'd rather hear Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC. Hear something like that. I'd rather hear How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Thurl Ravenscraft. I'd rather hear anything than that. That Band-Aid song drives you up a wall. Some people don't like Paul McCartney. I'd rather listen to Paul McCartney. I'd rather listen to Bruce Springsteen. I do not like that song by Band-Aid. It's terrible. That song needs a Band-Aid. It's damaged. It's terrible. I don't like it. That's a horrible Christmas song, and that's my take.
English professor Dr. Noreen O'Connor has a similar opinion on another star-studded Christmas bop.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Okay, my least favorite Christmas song is that Paul McCartney one, Wonderful Christmas Time. It's so frustrating because there's nothing to the song. It just is the same thing over and over again. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. And Paul McCartney, he is capable of so much better than that. It's just frustrating. And they play it a million times over Christmas, too.
Dr. O'Connor thinks, however, that Christmas songs can be lucrative business schemes.
Well, I have this theory about Christmas music that it never dies, right? If you really want to make money on your music, what you have to do is write a Christmas song because they never go away.
Sophomore psychology major Luis Alvila has a more serious reason for hating his tune, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
All right. Well, that song is just a really bad song for many reasons. A, it's repetitive. There's nothing interesting about it. I don't know how anyone can sit and listen to it for its entirety. B, trigger warning. It's just, there's specifically a line in the song that says, "What's in this drink?" He very clearly is trying to keep her there, not by her own will, because she's trying to leave the entire time, and the man just insists on keeping her there for his own personal gain, and it's bad. It is nasty, it is mean, there's nothing really good about it, whether song-wise or morally speaking, it is just not a good song. Don't support it.
Alvila thinks that in the wake of the Harvey Weinstein scandal and the increased awareness of sexual assault, Baby It's Cold Outside should meet its icy grave.
100%, as this becomes more relevant in our society, more people are now starting to understand the actual problems these kinds of things bring, and whether it's just a lyric in the song or not, it's still in a way supporting these malicious, very aggressive, not nice, harmful ideas, and it's not okay.
My personal least favorite would have to be Michael Bublé's rendition of Santa Baby, which, as he says, is Santa Buddy.
Santa Buddy, a 65...
Why bother trying to make the song heterosexual from a male's point of view when everyone knows the exact lyrics of the song? No one thinks it's cute. No one thinks it's funny. You are not Frank Sinatra. Please get over it. Happy holidays, and for the WRKC News at 5, I'm station manager Katie Pugh.
Every Christmas, a certain charm fills the air, illuminated by strings of brightly colored lights and decorations, meticulously placed by those wrapped in holiday cheer and driven by tradition. A new tradition is beginning to make waves in the snow, and that tradition is the wearing of ugly Christmas sweaters, a competition to find the most hideous sweater to disgust and admire.
This past weekend, several King's College students participated in one of the many annual Ugly Christmas Sweater Party. I went myself and witnessed students of all ages participate in dancing, little holiday games, and drinking Christmas punch. While all of this was going on, Christmas music was blasted. Many students expressed how much they were getting into the Christmas spirit. Others said this social gathering really helped them blow off some steam before finals week. One of the highlights highlight moments of the evening would have to be the joint enthusiastic singing of Mariah Carey's rendition, All I Want for Christmas. I sat down with some students to talk about their experience.
I'm having a great time, and it's really awesome because we get to all see each other before we go home for Christmas break.
So it was hands down, out of my 4 years here being a senior, it was probably best ugly sweater party I've been to. And I mean, I've been to quite a few. Charades went on. It was pretty wild at some points. You know, some people actually had to get tossed out because there was just, you know, their sweaters were just that ugly. It was a great time. I mean, my sweater wasn't ugly enough, I guess. And unfortunately, I didn't win. Some people had like T-Rexes on there with Christmas hats. Some people had some of the Barstool ones. It was awesome. Some people even, you know, we can't discriminate. Some people had Hanukkah Christmas sweaters or ugly sweaters, if you want to call them. Pretty cool. One of the funniest parts that, you know, still sticks out of my mind, maybe people had a little too much eggnog or punch, and people started dancing on the top of tables, dancing on the furniture, and it just became a whole big mess. So I think they're gonna get coal in their stockings, to be honest with you.
So I love ugly Christmas sweater parties, mostly because I know I'm the best all the time. I have the best sweaters, I look the best, and honestly, just knowing that there's so many ugly Christmas sweaters and that everybody looks ridiculous, it just makes me feel so warm and fuzzy inside. The punch is always a crowd favorite, too. I'm not sure why. It's delicious, though.
So, yeah, the event was tons of fun. The music was great. There was lots of people out there, and all of the holiday sweaters really got me in the Christmas spirit.
This is WRKC. I'm Maggie Michael, News at 5.
One of the cool traditions of Christmas developed in the 20th century is Lessons and Carols. Lessons and Carols is a Christian service that serves as a celebration of the birth of Christ, celebrated usually before midnight services on Christmas Eve or during Advent, the season of preparation for Christmas. The first celebration of this type happened in 1918 at King's College, Cambridge in London. In Wilkes-Barre, the King's College Wilkes-Barre Choir, Cantor's Christi Regis, celebrated Lessons and Carols on December 6th, and the processional hymn has always been Once in Royal David City, beginning with the woman of the choir singing the first verse, like this. Prayers and scripture that tells of the birth of the newborn king follow, leading to different aspects of the story of Christmas. The congregation goes back and forth between word and song. The choir sings different pieces from different languages to tell the birth of Christ. One of their pieces is entitled Riu Riu Chiu, a Spanish carol about the Immaculate Conception, the Christian belief that the Mother Mary was born without original sin. Another catchy song the choir performed is entitled Gaudete, Latin for Rejoice, is a piece about rejoicing in the Lord. Sister Madonna of the Sisters of Saints Cyril and Methodius attends the event at King's every year. She says it is a great way to get into the spiritual element of the holiday.
It is just a wonderful way to stay in Advent, look forward to Christmas, but just to be with the King's family again. I always admire that they spend so much time to give so much beauty to music and share it with people and bring God into their lives through such a beautiful medium of music.
She also talks about how the music ties in with the journey of the story.
The journey that we took from the beginning of the waiting for the Messiah until right up to the Christmas message, and the music that was so appropriate to every step after every scripture piece that was read or proclaimed.
Many more events like this take place around the world this holiday season. Please check your parish or local communities about the service. With tidings of great joy, I'm Program Director John Flynn wishing you the best of the holiday season from WRKC News at 5.
We are WRKC, and we would like to end this with a Christmas story narrated by Kayla Kraczynski to a group of kittens.
Here at WRKC, our feline friends mean a lot to us. Many of you already know Simon, Nyx, Grey Cat, and Annie, the stars of our news promos. They do a lot of hard work for us, and they deserve a break. So for this holiday season, we decided to give them a clawsome Christmas treat. So kitties, here is a very special reading of The Night Before Catmas. Are we ready? 'Twas the night before Catmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, but there might have been a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that old Santa Paws soon would be there. The kittens were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of Meow Mix danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our whiskers for a long winter's nap, when out of the lawn there arose such a clatter. I sprang from the couch to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I zoomed like a flash, tore apart the shutters, and it threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my curious eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in that moment it must be old Paws. He wasn't very slick. More rapid than tigers, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and old Santa Paws too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney old Santa Paws came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, kind of like Simon. A right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Meowie Catmas to all, and to all a good night." Well, pretty kitties, I hope you enjoyed that tale. From all of us cats down here at WRKC, we wish everyone a furry meowie Catmas and a safe and happy New Year.